This is the AngloGold Ashanti Sustainability Podcast Series. Let's talk sustainability issues now with Richard Duffy, EVP, Continental Africa, AngloGold Ashanti. Richard, the Ghana task team has been operating for probably 18 months now, I think it is. What progress have you seen so far?
Hi, Lindsay. Thanks. Yeah, we set up the Obuasi task force with three key focus areas. Those were the stabilizing and optimizing the existing operation and business. The second was to put together a blueprint to define how we saw Obuasi going forward. And the third key area of the task force was sustainability. What we've achieved in setting up the task force, and as you said, over the last 18 months, what we've achieved is we've been able to identify the resourcing required, both from a Ghana and specifically Obuasi perspective, and also what is required from a Continental Africa region side. And the progress, I think, most significantly has been to properly articulate the challenge that lies ahead of us on the sustainability front. We are talking about an operation that has been mining for over 100 years, so we have some significant legacy issues that we're dealing with. And we've also been the subject of some negative publicity relating to those legacy issues in a number of different areas. So where we are right now is we are busy finalizing our sustainability strategy and plan in Ghana, specifically for Obuasi, to get at these legacy issues and to really transform how we positioned in our community in Obuasi, in terms of setting up our business for the future.
Richard, if you look at the sustainability priorities that you face in operating in Ghana, which one would you say is the most important for you to crack?
I think the most important sustainability issue for us to crack is to really deliver our one of our key values, which is to leave our communities better off for us having been there. And I certainly don't think we can acknowledge that at Obuasi yet. So for me, the key issue is to address the big legacy issues. Those are primarily in the environmental area and how they impact on the Obuasi communities. I believe if we get that right, then we will shift that relationship and we'll be able to move on to other areas in sustainability like alternative economic livelihoods and opportunities that would realize what we're seeking to deliver around making our or having communities better off for AGA being there. And I think that's probably the key focus: address the legacy issues and reposition our sustainability model at Obuasi.
Let's look into the future now, Richard, and look at the end of 2012. You're sitting down, you're relaxed, you're on holiday, and you look back at the year. How will you define your success?
Well, for me, success on the sustainability front in 2012 will be looking back and seeing that we have sustainability strategies and plans either in place, ideally, or almost complete for every one of our operations in continental Africa, and importantly that we have fully staffed sustainability teams on site in the business units in country and also in continental Africa. I think we have made great progress. Also for me in looking back would be to have our first pilot Millennium Village up in Guinea and to have started to expand that model, which is a Millennium Development Goal-based sustainability framework across some of the other operations in continental Africa. And all of this leading us towards less dependent communities, more self-reliant communities that we are working together with, aligned around common local development plans that really fundamentally reposition how we are perceived as a mining company at our operations in those countries in Africa.
Good luck in 2012, Richard. Thanks for your time. That's Richard Duffy, EVP Continental Africa at your company, AngloGold Ashanti.